And I was thinking, Lord, I was so glad you reached way down where I was at.
Yes.
You know every one of us is special.
Come on.
Yes, that's right.
It ain't God's will that anybody be left out.
Right.
Come on. Right.
Amen.
It ain't his will that any perish and die without Jesus.
Yes.
How many can raise your little hand in the house and say, I know him. I don't know about him, but I really, really know him. And I got him living in my heart.
Yes.
I know the time that I prayed through, and I know the time that I opened up my heart and I said, Lord, I need help and I can't save myself. I know that I'm lost, I'm without God, and I'm going to a devil's hell. I know these sins and these chains has me bound. And I need you to set me free and to help me. And can I tell you, when I reach up, he reached down to me the rest of the way. Hallelujah. I'm glad that he saw something in me that he could use. Hallelujah to the Lord. I don't go to the places I used to go to. I don't look like I used to look, and I don't act like I used to act. There's been a change in me. Raise your little hand and say, thank God for the change that he made in me. And I know that I'm different. Hallelujah. One time I did not have hope, but I've got the hope of glory right now living in my heart. Who in the world could do such a thing as that? His fingerprints are up on the sun and the mighty works that we see. And yet he would look down in our heart and say, I died for you. I love you with an everlasting love. And when I called on him, he helped me. You are here tonight and you are special.
Yes.
And Jesus wants you to feel something. And he wants you to have his love dwelling on the inside of your heart. If you searched in every angle and every area all around you, and you're not happy and you're not content, and there's an emptiness on the inside, I promise you, Jesus can feel it. Jesus can feel that void on the inside of you. God's love, it truly outweighs any wonders. I was sinking in the awful waves of sin. I cried, dear Jesus, please have mercy. He saved my soul and put his love deep within. Well, I praise you all for your goodness. Yes, I praise. Thank you. still cleanses, I forgive. Your victory is won. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand and praise Him. I hear a voice from Mount Calvary. My blood still cleanses, and I forgive. The victory is been won. Praise you, Lord.
That I've wept and cried all day today. Burden for precious souls. People needing help. People needing the Lord. Oh, sinner, my heart's cry to you is come to Jesus. Oh, backslider, would you return? Return unto me. The Lord says, I still love you. If you'll turn to me, I will turn to you. He said, I will heal your backslidings. How many knows that the very thing that causes people to backslide, the Lord said, if you'll return to me, I'll heal that part in your life that caused you to backslide.
Yes.
I will heal your weakness.
Come on.
I will heal the temptation and that thing that tries you and binds you and hurts you and drags you down and takes away your hope. If you will return to me, I'll return unto you. I'm married unto you. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Glory to God. I'm glad that the Lord still hears and He still cares.
Yeah.
I can say, I know He can fix me.
Right.
Oh, I know He can fix everything on the inside of me.
Yes.
He can fix every hurt and every scar. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The very thing that torments you, the very thing that drags you down. How many knows He can heal the fears and the worries? Oh, yes, He can. All the troubled minds that we live in an age of people so troubled in their mind, they're perplexed, they're depressed and oppressed. They have no peace. The Bible said, there's no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. But they're like the troubled sea, whose waters cast up the dirt and the mire, and they have no rest. But I'm glad that there's peace and there's rest in Jesus tonight. I'm glad that there's hope in Him. I'm telling you, if you've ever tasted of the love of God, you'll never be the same. Can you say, Lord, would you feel me with your love? Fill me with the peace and the joy, and give me that divine hope on the inside. The world is looking for it, and they're looking for it in all the wrong areas. The drugs won't give it to you, and the alcohol, and the things of this world, and the pleasures are only for a little season, and they'll run out. But I'm telling you, I'm drinking from a fountain tonight. That'll never run dry, and the water is still a flowing. There's a river still a flowing. I come to the well and draw water out of it. Hallelujah, with the joy of salvation. With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And nobody can do you like Jesus can.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I titled this, I'm so glad that I have a refuge.
Right. Come on. Yes.
What does God really mean to you here tonight?
Come on.
I'm going to slow this thing down. What do you do when you are troubled?
Come on.
You're in trouble. You're troubled. When you're hurting and you're troubled in your mind, when no one else seems to know or understand what you're going through.
Come on.
And they don't know the feelings down deep inside of you.
Come on.
When you're so lonely and feel so empty and so blue.
Come on.
Your heart is heavy. Where do you go in times like that? When you're worried and faced with fears.
Come on.
Who do you turn to?
Jesus.
Who do you turn to? Brother Ronnie still hears. He hears the faintest cry. Your lips might not move, and now deep on the inside, there's a cry in the soul and the heart of every person. There's a cry. I need the Lord.
Come on.
I want the Lord. I want God. I need Him.
Come on.
Can you say, I need Him in this hour more than I've ever needed Him? Glory to God. Glory to God. When people are giving up everywhere, glory, they don't even want to live. They're miserable and filled with sorrow, so lonely on the inside. But there is a place I can go to. There is a refuge. There is a shelter. And His name is Jesus. The name of the Lord is a high tower that the righteous runneth into and is safe. Where else could I go but to the Lord? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Have you ever had those times you brought all the burdens that weighed you down and you laid them at Jesus' feet? You say, Lord, I can't carry them no more.
Yes.
I don't know which way to turn, Lord. I don't have the answers. But one thing I do know, Lord, I'm going to trust in You to help me. Hey, God.
Yes. Come on.
Stay with me just a little bit. I wrote this under inspiration about as fast as I can write it, 6 pages. Hallelujah. Don't worry, I'll get you out of here by midnight.
Blessing, Lord.
Is there someone who really cares about me?
Oh, yeah.
Even little me?
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You better believe there is. Who is it, church? Can anybody tell me?
Jesus.
It's Jesus. It's Jesus. I met Him in 1974. Oh, God. Let's take our God's precious word and His promises right now and answer these questions. The very first thing that you need to know down deep in your heart is that God is your Lord.
Amen.
You must know Him. You must have Him. And know that you have Him. When you can say, I really belong to Jesus, and I know that I do. When you now deep in your heart and your soul can say, I am yours, Lord, and you are my Savior. You're my Lord and you're my God, and you're my salvation. Lord, you're my all in all. You're my everything that I'll ever need. All glory to God. Give Him a wave offering. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. If I got him, Brother Larry, I've got everything that I'll ever need. I can face tomorrow because I know Jesus, and I got him living in my heart. I believe I can make it because I feel his divine love. Yeah, hallelujah. He's a keeping me. There's something in this that is alive and it is real. I tasted of it and I know it's good.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Come on, bro.
So see, you got to know that you really, really, really know.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Nobody could ever tell me I wasn't saved.
No.
Come on,
I went to church in 1974 on a Sunday night between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Long hair, mustache, goatee, and I had it real sharp like his. Big long sideburns, long hair. And that wasn't good enough. I got that mustache wax and real black wax, and I just made it. You know, that old devil caused you to do the silliest things. And I made that mustache and that goatee sharp like this right here and just made it as black as I could look like the devil. And I come in that church and there was something there. Oh my goodness. I never felt anything like that before. Sat back there toward the back. Brother George, something got a hold of me. Oh, the love of God that comes down.
Yeah.
It spans the heavens. I feel him. I feel him. He knows right where you are. He knows exactly how you feel. He knows and acquainted with your grief and your trouble. Yet he loves you. Think about it. When your mommy had you and you were born and she held you in her hands. Oh, the miracle. When God breathed the breath of life in you, you're here tonight for a purpose. You're here because God loves you. I could tell you if you was 101 years old and you was in this building, Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Oh, raise your little hand. I know that he cares. I know that he loves me. I was 20 years of age, Brother J.D., when I gave my heart to him. I came up out of that seat and I ran to the altar. They was a singing the Lighthouse. Have you ever heard the Lighthouse?
Oh, yeah.
There's a Lighthouse. Fell on my knees. I said, God, I don't know how to pray. And I was crying when I said it. Crying, tears running down my face. I said, I don't know how to pray. I said, but if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. Best way I could describe it is like a hand reached further down. I could ever reach up.
That's right.
I couldn't push the weights off of me.
Come on.
I was bound, carrying the chains around me, spiritual chains around my ankles, my arms, my hands. I was bound.
Yep.
I said, Jesus, help me. I want to make heaven my home. I'm lost, and I need you. See, Mom and Daddy raised me right. They taught me about a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Jesus died on the cross to save me from my sins. His blood would cleanse. And he would give you a born-again experience. And he would come on the inside if you would ask him. And I said, Lord, I said, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And I'm telling you, the chains broke. They broke. The fetters went off of me. I got up and I felt so light.
Yeah.
My sins are gone. My life's different. I was looking through the same blue eyes, but Lord have mercy, the world around me changed.
Amen.
Everything changed. Holy Lord, you can hear about the love of God, but until you taste it for yourself, no. Oh, I feel him. Raise your little hand to me. Hallelujah. Until that you tasted that the Lord is good. Until that you tasted of his love for your very heart and very soul. I'm telling you, I had peace for the first time. A 20-year-old boy. I went home brand new. I went home a Christian. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God did something for me that I could not do.
Amen.
How many could say, I want an experience, Brother Tommy, that I know. That I really, really know that my God's real.
Yes.
Nah, Lord, I don't want to just hear about it, Lord. But I want to taste it. And I want to feel it.
Yes.
And I want to have it living in my heart.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, I want the reality of you, Lord. Oh, I don't want just to hear about you, but I want to know you and have you as my personal Lord and my Savior, that you'll be the Lord of my life.
Yes.
I give it all to you. I open up my heart, Lord. I want you to be the Lord of my heart, my life. Oh, God.
Help me.
I tell you, he's a way maker tonight.
Yes.
He's our blessed hope.
Yes.
He's my provider. He's my soul keeper. Hallelujah. In a messed up world full of trouble. Brother Ron, in a world full of trouble and chaos, in an age, Brother Charles, of evil and turmoil, in a generation, Brother George, of hate and fear, let us look to God and put our trust in Him. Psalm 91 and 1 says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Can I tell us all here tonight, God will be everything that you need. He'll be your protector. He'll be your soul provider. He'll be your blesser. He'll be your joy. He'll be your hope and your peace. He'll be your eternal life. Hallelujah, praise Him. I tell you, heaven is real. And Jesus came down and save somebody like me. I'm telling you, it's real. And the blood still cleanses, and the mercy of the Lord still reaches, and God still forgives. I said, God still saves. Hey, Lord, the born again experience is real. You'll feel it when the heart changes. You will know it.
Yes.
How many wants to interview David?
Amen. Come on, man.
David, would you come up here? Hey, Psalmist David, come up here. Little fella. Redheaded. Short of stature. Come up here and give us a testimony. Man, I wish we'd call him in here.
Yes.
Woo! The sweet psalmist of Israel. The man, when God says, I'm looking for a man after mine own heart. You hardly don't find that nowadays.
Right.
People's after everything in the world.
Right.
I want to know this one, and I want to know that one. And I'd like to have this, and I'd like to have that. But God said, I'm a looking down, and my eyes are over people. And I'm a looking for the heart that wants me. I'm looking for the heart that says, I'll love you, Lord, and I'll serve you. I'm a looking for the seeker. Oh, hallelujah. How many's seeking Him tonight? Oh, Jesus. I'm a looking for something, Lord. I'm a looking for something. Something special.
Yeah.
Woo. Come here, David. You in this microphone yet? David said in 18:1 of Psalms, I will love thee, O Lord.
Yes.
My strength.
Real.
The Lord is my rock.
Yes.
And my fortress. And my deliverer, and my God, my strength in whom I will trust. For he is my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and he's my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. With glory to God, I know who to call on when
I'm in trouble. I know who to run to when I'm in need, when I'm down and out, and when I'm sick and hurting, and the enemy of my soul is oppressing me. And that very same God that I have served is the same one here tonight that you serve. He is the same. He never changes. I am the Lord, and I change not. What I did for old David, I'll do for you. What I did for mama and daddy, I'll do for you. Hallelujah, the patriarchs of old, and old Noah, and Abraham, hallelujah, and Saul of Tarsus, the apostle Paul, and Simon Peter and Timothy, hallelujah, the same God that they serve, the same Holy Ghost, and the Spirit that lived in their heart, He is the same today. He can give you a song, He can give you a praise. Oh, hallelujah. Old David danced with all of his might. He wasn't ashamed of the Lord, but he lifted up his voice and said, I will serve you, O Lord.
You got something else to tell us, David, here in this microphone?
Come on.
He ain't changed.
No.
He lifted me and he'll lift you.
Yes.
He kept me and he'll keep you.
Yes.
What else can you tell us, Psalmist David, about the Lord that you served, you trusted in? He'll say, I can assure you that if you will serve God and put your trust in Him, He will be there in the time of trouble and when you're in need. The devil he cannot defeat you. Oh, Satan cannot have you. He ain't gonna whip you. You may have your trials, and at times you may suffer and things go wrong. But I can tell you that my God, I have proved Him to be faithful.
Yes.
He'll never leave you. Larry, He will never, ever leave you.
Amen.
Nor forsake you. Yep. That same Jesus said, I'll go with you.
Yep.
Even to the end of the world.
Amen.
There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Right.
I want to tell you something. If you've got Lord on your side and He lives in your heart, you're never alone.
Amen.
Oh, He'll never walk off and leave you. You've got somebody that loves you.
Come on,
hallelujah. Come on, tell us, David. All right. That devil, the Lord will not let sin and the devil destroy you. God is bigger. God is bigger than the devil. He's greater than 10,000. My God is mighty. His love is the same today. His mercy endureth forever. His mercy reaches to 1,000 generations. And Brother Rick, I'm in one of those generations. His compassions fail not.
Yes.
His mercies are new every morning that I wake up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You walked in here by the mercy of God. You was able to come through those doors because God loves you. Hallelujah. Just give Him a praise and a house. Oh, Lord, what I am, dear Lord, and all that I have, it belongs to You. Everything, Lord, I am what I am by the grace of God. I thank God I ain't a sinner anymore. I'm not lost anymore. I am a child of God. I'm a child of the King. I am the sheep of His pasture. I am the sheep of God's big head. I am His child. Woo! Praise Him. I just give Him a wave offering in the house. I serve a mighty God. He's a good God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
His thing's better than and bigger than I am.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bless your heart, David. I love you, brother.
I'll lower this down a little bit closer to his mouth. Come on, son. Come on, tell us.
There's just something about this. You want everybody to have it.
Oh, yeah.
It's real.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's real. Honest to goodness, if I go out right down through here in these alleys and these druggies and hand them this,
their life will
totally turn around.
Amen.
They'd never want anything else if I could give them what's in my heart.
Right.
My Jesus, the peace and the joy in serving God.
Yes.
Oh, all right. David says, okay, Psalms 8 and 1. Oh Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, my goodness, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Oh, dear Lord, you are mindful of even little old me.
Yes.
Brother Ron, I just felt that go over me.
Come on.
Can you say here tonight, my God is mindful of even little old me. You made it all, God. You made the sun, the moon, and the stars. And you care. And I know you care. Would you come down to such a one as I tonight? Do you mean that you see my tears, Jesus?
Yes.
And you know when I cry and when I hurt? You mean you see me and you know me? You really, really know me? He will say, yes. I know all about you. And I died so you could live.
Oh, yes.
I went to the cross and I took the nails through my hands and my feet to redeem you and make you one of mine. If we could see the hands tonight of the Savior scarred, his brow where they put the crown of thorns and mashed them down on his head, spike nails driven through his feet, big wound and scar in his side, and Jesus will tell you, I loved you that much. And if you was the only one in this world, I'm thinking about you right now. I love you this much. Look at the scars. You know why? A man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble as the sparks fly upward in a fire. We all have our troubles. But Jesus is saying, if you'll come to me, I'll never allow the fires to ever burn you. You might have your trials. Come on, you might have your temptations. But I will keep you in the time of trouble. Glory, I love you that much.
Yes.
I am your Savior. How many could say tonight, I know He is my Savior?
Yes.
You'd be surprised tonight, honest. The millions across this world. I'm passing out tracts all the time. You can ask Mary. I'm getting the awfulest answers out of people. And it's weird. Walk up to him and tell him, man, God really loves you. Jesus went to the cross. That's a bunch of air. This man was probably about my age. He said, that's all air. He said, other people's giving me tracts and everything. And I go to these others, you know, I said, God really, really, really loves you. Jesus loves you. But yet these people will look at you, and there's a lot of them. Listen to me, now stay with me. There's a lot, and there's millions in this world says, I am all right.
That's right. Exactly.
I know about God. My mom and dad served God, or this one served God. I was raised in church. I'm all right. Your good deeds will never get you into heaven.
That's right.
Come on. You could give your life to be burnt at the stake. You could give all the money in your bank account. You could give everything and give to charity and everything. But unless you know Jesus in the pardon and the remission of sins, unless you are born again in your heart, you don't know Him. Read the obituaries. Everybody's going to heaven. Everybody's just saying, I know about God. I've got Him. Yeah, I'm a good person. I don't do anything bad.
But Jesus said, you must be born again. Raise your little hand and say, Jesus, I want that experience in my heart to know down deep inside of me, my heart is saved. My heart is changed and different. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you.
Woo!
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to ask us again here as I'm winding this thing down. What does God really mean to you? We're winding up. Brother George, as things are winding up, I believe the end, we're right in the end time, the last days. What does God really, really mean to you? The worlds are going down, but the church is getting ready to go up, Brother Rick. We're getting ready to leave out of here. What is He to you tonight? Do you really know Him? Can you feel Him? Have you got Him? Are you serving David's God? Have you proved Him and know that He's real? Will you serve Him and trust Him and call on His precious name until you leave this world? What do you have your hope in tonight? Who is your trust and your faith in tonight? Are you longing for heaven when this life is over? Are your treasures laid up over there? Do you want to hear Jesus say, well done, enter thou into the joys of the Lord? I'm telling you, I want to make it. I said, I want to make it all the way. Heaven is real. We got loved ones over there, and I believe they're waiting on us. I said, come on. We made it, and we served God, and we trusted in Him, and we made it, and you can make it too. Woo! Give Him a wave offering. I believe we can make it, Brother Larry. Well, glory to God. I believe I'm going to run the last mile home. I keep right on a singing. I keep right on a praising Him. It's just about over.
Amen.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Come on. Help Him. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Y'all come to the P.O. I got three more pages, but Lord have mercy, I ain't going to wear you out with it. Mercy me. My goodness. He put springs in your heel.
Yeah.
I can face tomorrow.
Yes.
Because I know Him. Sister Bessie, how many years have you served God? 58 years. How many?
All my life.
All your life. He's been good to you, ain't he?
Yes, he has.
You got a hubby over there? You got a little boy over there?
Yes. Sure am.
How many could say, I can't afford to miss this?
That's right.
Too many sunsets lie behind the mountain, Larry. Whew, it's no one over the hill. We've come this far. I want to make it all the way. Would you stand with me here tonight? Oh, Lord, I love you and I praise you. David said in Psalms again, he said, in God is my salvation, the rock of my strength and refuge. Do you know who that rock is? Who is he? He's Jesus. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, the snares of the devil, and from the noisome pestilence. I will give you this, and I read it in a book right before I left here. I made a copy, but it's too long to read. But in one of the national parks, there was a major forest fire. And it come through, and it burnt up all the hillsides of trees and everything. Park rangers got together to assess the damage. So they had their walking sticks like this. That one park ranger, I read it. They's climbing up the hill, and they'd spread out, looking at all the damage and everything. Everything burnt to a crisp, piles of ashes everywhere. They seen this mother bird, and she was in a squatting position like this, all the way down, and her wings was stretched out like that. It was petrified. He didn't know it. He thought that bird was still alive. But the fires
had burnt, and the heat was so hot it literally petrified that bird. He thought it was alive, and he went to poke it like that to get it to fly, and it fell and just crumbled into dust. And when it crumbled, there was three little baby birds still alive under that mama's wings. Three little ones. That mother saw the fire's coming, but it had its own love that God the Creator put in its little heart. I'm not leaving my little children. It forfeited its life, sacrificed its life, and hovered down over them and allowed itself to be burned up. And three little baby birds, it raised their little head like that. I want to tell you something, how much Jesus loves you. He went to the cross of Calvary and he said, I thirst. My tongue is stuck to the roof of my mouth. I thirst. He suffered the agonies of death and hell and the heat of hell to keep you out from going into that awful place. Oh, the price that's paid on Calvary. He loved me that much. Jesus said, I'll take the nails, I'll take it all, and I'll die. And I'll give my life to spare you. Let's find a place to pray here. If you need the Lord, would you call on him? If you need God to help you in any way, would you pray to him and ask him? If you see your need for more of him, you need his touch and his love in your heart. Come on, let's ask God here tonight. Lord, I want to know you in the reality of it. I want to know you in your spirit and in your power. Lord, I want to know you in that blessed hope and that joy of salvation. Come on, let's pray. Let's ask God. Find a place, bow your head, and say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus cares.
There is someone in heaven for you. When you need,
yes, Lord, talk to him tonight, would you? Talk to him. Listen, I've got a mommy and a daddy over there. My wife and her family here tonight. You put a mommy and a daddy over there. I see precious grandmas and grandpas over there. Rejoice. I've got to make it. Yet the love of God took them through. I believe the love of my Lord will take me through too. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Would you open your heart wide open and say, oh, Lord, give me what I need, Lord. Give me, God, what I need in my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, you're special. You're precious. We live in a hurting world, searching souls everywhere, hungry hearts, thirsty hearts. Come on, let Jesus give you a drink tonight of that living well. Thirsty, Lord, give me that living water. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, really talk to him, really talk to him. Open up to him tonight.
The sky,
rush those deep.